quasi-spherical superclusters, by Pekka Heinomäki et al. Generally, the dynamical state of superclusters is poorly known. We study properties of superclusters and select a sample of quasi-spherical superclusters, the dynamics of which can be studied using the lambda significance diagram. We extracted our supercluster sample with an adaptive local threshold density method from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey Data Release 7, SDSSDR7, data and estimated their masses using the dynamical masses for member galaxies and groups. We used topological analysis based on Minkowski functionals and the positions of galaxies and galaxy groups in superclusters. Finally, we highlight the dynamical state of a few exceptional types of superclusters found in this study using the lambda significance diagram. Our final sample contains 65 superclusters in the distance range of 130 to 450 MPC. Supercluster masses range between 1.1 times 10 to the 15 m and 1.4 times 10 to the 16 m in sizes between 25 MPC and 87 MPC. We find that pancake-type superclusters form the low luminosity, small, poor and low mass end of superclusters. We find four superclusters of unusual types, exhibiting exceptionally spherical shapes. These so-called quasi-spherical systems contain a high-density core surrounded by a relatively spherical density and galaxy distribution. The mass-to-light ratio of these quasi-sphericals is higher than those of the other superclusters, suggesting a relatively high dark matter content. Using the lambda significance diagram for oblate and prolate spheroids, we find that three quasi-spherical superclusters are gravitationally bound at the present epoch. Quasi-spherical superclusters are among the largest gravitationally bound systems found to date, and form a special class of giant systems that, dynamically, are in between large gravitationally unbound superclusters and clusters of galaxies in an equilibrium configuration. This was Quasi-spherical superclusters by Pekka Heinomäki et al.